From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A musical tribute to veterans on this Memorial Day from the U.S. Navy Sea Chanters. Vice President Joe Biden was among those honoring troops and war dead during a visit to Arlington National Cemetery today.
They lived with integrity. They served nobly. They gave everything. They fought for what they believed in. And maybe most importantly, they believed in something bigger than themselves. They believed in all of you.
NPR's Craig Windham says families also gathered at Arlington today to remember lost loved ones in a personal way.
Here in this section of the cemetery where those killed in Afghanistan and Iraq are buried, the grief and emotion are palpable. The tears are fresh. An Army officer in full dress uniform knelt, caressing the simple white tombstone of a friend killed in battle. Parents, brothers, sisters gathering at this final resting place of their loved ones. And stretching off into the distance over the rolling green hillsides, row upon row of white marble grave markers, more than 250,000 of them, each one marked with a small American flag. Craig Windham, NPR News at the Arlington National Cemetery.
Severe thunderstorm with torrential rains, winds, and lightning cut short a presidential appearance today in Elwood, Illinois. President Obama was to deliver a Memorial Day address at the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, but with the wild weather there, that did not happen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says commandos who raided a Gaza aid flotilla, killing at least 9 people and wounding dozens of others, were acting in self-defense. Netanyahu made his remarks following a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper today.
They deliberately attacked the first soldiers who came on the street. They were mobbed. They were clubbed. They were beaten, stabbed. There was even a report of gunfire.
Israeli leader cut short his Canadian visit and canceled a planned stop in the U.S. to return home to deal with the situation. Mexican police have discovered more than 20 bodies at the bottom of a deep abandoned mine shaft in the Mexican city of Taxco. James Bleers reports.
Mexican authorities say the drug cartel graveyard was discovered after a suspect in custody told police about it. The corpses were dropped more than 300 feet into the mine shaft, and it'll take some time for the toll accumulated over years to be fully counted and forensically examined. The colonial city of Taxco, which is almost 100 miles to the southwest of Mexico City, is internationally renowned for its silver products. This latest discovery is another grisly aspect of Mexico's savage 3-year drug war, in which more than 23,000 people have died. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
U.S. markets are closed for Memorial Day today. Markets in Britain are also closed for a bank holiday. You're listening to NPR. U.S. forecasters are now saying oil from the out-of-control BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico may possibly threaten Mississippi and Alabama coastal areas, perhaps as early as the weekend. As public anger mounts over what is now being called the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history, government and BP officials are warning it may be August before a blown-out deepwater well can be shut off. Since an April 20th explosion that destroyed a deepwater drilling platform, tens of thousands of barrels of crude oil have spilled into the Gulf. Pope Benedict has appointed 9 prelates, including the Archbishops of Boston and New York, to investigate clerical sex abuse in the Irish Catholic Church. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The investigation will focus on how sex abuse cases were handled and will provide assistance to victims. The investigators will include Cardinal Sean O'Malley of Boston, Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York, the Archbishops of Westminster, England, and of Toronto and Ottawa. In his announcement, Pope Benedict urged the Irish Church to support the investigation, saying it could be a chance for hope and renewal. The sex abuse scandal has been traumatic in Ireland, once an overwhelmingly devout nation. Since 2002, a government-organized compensation board has paid out nearly $1 billion to 1,300 people abused in church-run institutions. In his March letter to the Irish faithful, the Pope apologized for the chronic abuse and rebuked church leaders for what he called grave errors of judgment. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Despite concerns about whether consumers would adopt its larger size, it seems Apple's iPad touchscreen tablet computer is off to a rousing start. Apple says that since the U.S. launch of the iPad 2 months ago, it's sold nearly 2 million of the devices. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.